Hello, Film Club! Howdy. So I went to see Boyhood. Sorry, I'm doing this right in front of Abby and it's making me laugh. Also, I just stopped and bought some beer, which means that I'm probably going to abandon my family sometime soon. So yeah, Boyhood. Brandon's wrong about it. I reread his review and he's at least honest enough to point out a couple of the shortcomings. And I agree with him about those. But it's a Lifetime Movie of the Week, melodrama. At its best, it's kind of a lame biopic. It follows that same formula, just greatest hits of a person's life. No real depth, just skimming the surface. So where to begin? So, I don't know, I'm distracted.
I'm so beautiful.
I got my beautiful wife here. Just what am I doing recording a boo? First the title Boyhood. I told Chris and maybe Ben that like any 10 seconds of Malick's Tree of Life has more to do with Boyhood than this entire film does. The dinosaur scenes in Tree of Life have more to do with Boyhood than this entire film does. I do think that maybe the mother is the main character in this film. And my biggest complaint about the film is what Brandon does mention a little bit, but it's the shorthand. And what I'm calling the biopic weakness of it, that it's all cliches and shorthand in conveying its message. So we start with a woman who's been abandoned by her cool music playing, cool GTO owning. So that was a burp from the beer, but eventually I'll get out of here and abandon my kids. Just wait. So the guy leaves her, and then she's on her own with the kids, and he comes back, and he's just kind of this happy-go-lucky guy, and you know he's a deadbeat. But she's doing the best she can with the kids, but she's broken, and she needs help, and she finally decides to go with the psychology professor, who's obviously a good catch. Because he talks about being sexually attracted to his students and then hits on them when they bring their sons to class with them and says, hey, maybe my family could get together with your family. And of course, and no woman can resist that. So she falls in with a psychologist. So of course, the psychologist heals broken minds and she's all broken. But he's no good for her because he's got a bad drinking problem. Hiding that poison up in the laundry closet, sipping drinks. He seems like a good guy, hanging out with the kids, but it just gets worse and worse. And then finally it gets violent, and they leave. So that's fine. It's all a bunch of movie cliches and maybe some real-life cliches. But then the worst part is later on, she goes to her third husband, who's the military man that she... So now she's failed to be rescued by the psychologist, so she's going to be rescued by the corrections officer who will correct every problem in the life and set things straight. And everything's going good until that scene where money's tight and it's late afternoon. And the kids are there, and mom says, you know, we're really running tight on money. You gotta help me sell these things. And we see the dad crack a beer open on the table in the middle of the afternoon. And we know, oh shit, this guy's just like the other guy. And sure enough, the next scene is, not the next scene, but further down, he's outside drinking a six-pack of beer on a Friday night when his stepson doesn't come home on time. And we get that great sound effect with the beer cans rattling on the ground when he gets up off of the chair. And Boy, he must be a bad person. But anyhow, the corrections officer fails too. And then the deadbeat first dad makes good of his life and gets a new wife. But finally, he tells the mother that, you know, you've done a great job raising our kids. And then Ernesto, the single happiest part of the film that we really, it's a joy. Ernesto has turned his life around because of the advice of the mother. And he comes and says, listen to your mom, kids. She is wonderful. And we have that second witness, those two witnesses, that all along, this woman needed no help. She needed no rescuer. In fact, she has been rescuing people all along and needed to recognize that about herself. But then, sadly, she can't even accept that message. And it's sad when her son goes off to school. And, oh, about the son. It's, again, the title of the film is Boyhood. But there never is any boyhood. Things fly by so fast, and we get these greatest hits moments. Like I said, I hate to do the compare and contrast thing because Brandon's going to pick on me for it. But Tree of Life, a film that I don't even like all that much, does this great job of capturing those boyhood moments that Boyhood never does. There's hardly any moments with friends. And again, what there is just skims along. It's all in service of this plot point after plot point, selling the Lifetime melodrama. And I don't know, I'm rambling. I guess Audio Boo lets you get a whole 10 minutes now. So this is pretty bad. Because instead of that conciseness, what else to say about Boyhood? Music sucks most of the time. What else? Ernesto. Did I mention Ernesto? Ernesto makes good, so that's good. Dead air. All right, I'm going to end this. Had a good time seeing Chris and seeing Ben. All right, we'll go back and go see a movie again when Calvary comes out. All right, peace, guys. Bye. All right, I lied. I got a couple minutes left. I wanted to say one thing positive. I was, while I was driving home from going into work real quick tonight, I was thinking about the one moment early on when the dad comes back and takes the kids out for the afternoon. And the daughter says, I remember the time you and mom were fighting and you were screaming and she was screaming. And he says, you remember that? You don't remember the times we took you to such and such a place, to so and so? And that's all. That moment stuck. Because at its best, which isn't so good, but at its best, the film does highlight this how we treat each other and how we remember those things, and that's highlighted by the passage of time. But I think as far as the character using the same actor over 12 years and all that, I really do think it's just a gimmick and doesn't achieve anything that standard biopics haven't achieved. And I guess I should have thought of that before going in, that was going to be a problem, because that is a standard biopic problem, that they're trying to cover so much time that they don't do justice to any time. All right, about 30 seconds left. This 10 minutes, crazy. All right, I hope you guys get back. All right, bye.